Well, Father, we surely do thank you for your presence here tonight. We thank you for the awesomeness of who you truly are and what you're doing to your people. Father God, just move among your people tonight. Minister to each and every need. And Father God, I thank you that you're telling me as we lift our hands in praise, we touch heaven and our needs are met. Teach us, Father God, to raise our hands to heaven more often. Teach us, God, that it's through praise and humility of heart that we touch your heart. Father, I thank you for your word tonight. I thank you for your people. I thank you for this special day for your son. We say all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. God said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And Psalm 107 verse 1 says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, the ones who he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Now this is God speaking. Sing praises to your king. Exalt his holy name and never forget who has brought you out of bondage. Sing praises to your king. Your king is the Father in heaven. Exalt his holy name and never forget who has brought you out of bondage. God says, my children, my kingdom has come, and in my kingdom is all my power and all my glory. Never ever think for one minute that my glory will ever fade away. It is my glory, and in my glory all power abides. You know what he called you for to do this morning, and tonight he says, my children, my kingdom has come. And in my kingdom is all my power and all my glory. So his kingdom is here on earth, and all of his power and all of his glory has come with it. Never ever think for one minute that my glory will ever fade away. It is my glory, and in my glory all power abides. Now, God says, you need this glory, children, to do all the mighty works that I am calling you for to do at this given hour. Seek me daily, and you shall find me daily. Seek me daily, and you shall find me daily. I have so many plans for each one of my children, and you will need to sup with me daily to receive your orders for the day. So as you're all going on your fast, we'll start Tuesday, all right, because I have to eat Monday. Then we're going to seek God daily, right, to get our daily plan. Now, God said, I am your Father, and I have so many good things in store for you. That right there excited me when he says that. Because the enemy keeps telling you that God doesn't love you and God doesn't. He makes you think God doesn't have anything in store for you. But God says, I am your Father and I have so many good things in store for you. I have a storehouse in my kingdom that is packed full of gifts for my churches. I have a storehouse in my kingdom that is packed full of gifts for my churches. Now, can you receive these gifts? God wants to pour these gifts out upon you. And he wanted to start it this morning, and he wants to continue. Once he starts pouring his spirit out upon you, his gifts out upon you, he is not going to cease. He said that, and I believe God. God says, do not think it a strange thing that I am talking to you about my glory and the power. For this is the exact time for all this to come forth and bring in the harvest of lost souls. Each one of you have to know here tonight that this is a time that God wanted you precisely where you are so that he could send you forth to do the works that he has had in the works all your life. Are you listening here? This is the time for you to go forth and do what God has spoken. God said, I have been dealing with the hearts of the lost ones, and their hearts are prepared. Now see what he says there. I thought this was neat. I have been dealing with the hearts of the lost ones, and their hearts are prepared to receive the goodness of my son Jesus. I have gone before you, and I have plowed up the fallow ground, and it is now ready to receive the good seed, the truth seed. It is good fertile soil, and the seed will take root and grow. Now, do you believe God or not? He's already gone before you and prepared hearts. God said, you are the sower of the seeds of my word. You must be a good steward of my word, and you must sow it into the lives and hearts that I have prepared to receive the seed of my word. God said, you will be sowing seed into many that are already called to be prophets, missionaries, evangelists, teachers, and preachers. They're already anointed to be that. They just need somebody to take the word to them to call them out of darkness. God said, you will see some of the ones you will be ministering to. You see some of the ones you will be ministering to were anointed from the womb, but the enemy came to kill, steal, and destroy before they could get grounded in me. You see that? That's why they're still out there. But God said, but now is the time for me to bring them forth. Now is the time for them to receive their mantles and be sent forth into the highways and byways. Right now is the time. And I'm hearing God say, do not be negligent in what I'm calling you to do. Reach out more abundantly than you have before, and I will show you where the harvest is at. God said, so much street ministry to be accomplished and not enough workers in that field. But I am getting hearts prepared to stay on the streets continually, like John the Baptist, whom I sent into the wilderness to proclaim repentance to the lost and dying. Hear what he said. But I am getting hearts prepared to stay on the streets continually. So get your little tent ready. You guys. And then God said, you will see baptismal pools being set up on the streets, and you will see multitudes being baptized and receive of my spirit. And you will see multitudes running to the cross of Jesus Christ, and you will see multitudes receiving all I have to offer them. All right, you will see multitudes running to the cross of Jesus Christ, and you will see multitudes receiving all I have to offer them. And God said, out of these multitudes will come forth the future ministers of my gospel. For you see, many churches will close their doors because of blatant sin within the pulpits and even in the body. You will see many missionaries being brought in off the field because they have given themselves over to lying spirits and they no longer teach the whole truth. You will see many evangelists lose their mantles for the very same reason. All that is going on in the dark will now be brought out into the light, and my peoples will live holy, pure lives, and they will go forth and lead multitudes into my kingdom. God said, as all of this is going on in my kingdom, the enemy is also sowing his tares into the churches, street ministries, and all other forms of worship. So there it's telling me you have to watch carefully, you know, who's working with you, because everybody that wants to work with you will not be sent of God. You know, Satan sends his own people in to disrupt what God's trying to do. God said he is very, you know, the enemy, he is very diligent at sowing his tares among the wheat, and because the church has been slumbering for way too long now, he has gotten a foothold into my church and in churches and is causing much havoc all across the land. I'm going to stop there because God showed me this too. He's saying that the reason why he's starting the tent ministries is because the houses of God have become so corrupt that the people will not come into the house of God, but they will go into a tent. All right. And in that, when I'm hearing God saying, I can see this, look, literally a tent, a big tent, and the glory is shining over that tent. And that's what's going to bring the people, that glory will lead the people to, they'll wonder what it is, and they'll come there to find out what it is, and then God will minister to them. And God said, only the very elect are holding on, and sometimes they are only holding on by a thread, but they are holding on and trusting me to set them totally free from the attacks of the enemy. You know, we're all being attacked severely. And God said, we're holding on by a thread. And how many of you know some days you hold on by a thread? Because, you know, the enemy's really, he's really bad. All right, and then God said, and I tell you with surety of heart, you know, that he is the enemy, is attacking my elect. And he is wreaking havoc all across the land. My children, I told you he never lets go. I told you that he is relentless. Now you must hold all things up to me by faith and trust that my angelic hosts are on assignment to you to fight your battles for you in this season of total havoc. Now let's read that again, because I want you to get this down in your spirit. And I tell you with surety of heart, Satan is attacking my elect, and Satan is wreaking havoc all across the land. My children, I told you Satan never lets go. I told you that Satan is relentless. Now you must hold all things up to me by faith and trust that my angelic hosts are on assignment to you to fight your battle for you in this season of total havoc. In other words, you have to know that you know that you know that the angel that God has given this, to you as his assignment, he's working, he's fighting your battles for you as you're doing the works of the Father. And God said, as you go forth undaunted by the arrows of the enemy, he will walk away from you. So when he realizes, okay, they're not going to pay no attention to these darts I'm throwing, he'll get disgusted and he'll go harass somebody else. All right? So hold on tight. Hold on tight. And God said, but if you stop every time an arrow is thrown, you will never complete your race. All right? But if you stop every time, she'll take care of that. But if you stop every time an arrow is thrown, you will never complete your race. Did you hear that? I want you to hear this, Aaron. We can't moan and groan and cry every time something bad happens to us. We have to keep going. God said, my son Jesus was a perfect example. You can follow in his footsteps and you will not fail, just as he did not fail. If you really read the word, you'll see that many times they threatened Jesus and he just walked on like, poof, you know, who are you? And we have to get that attitude. Who are, remember the time I got that attitude and he said, I'll show you who I am. But I'm still alive. I'm still kicking. Amen. God said, this is where you are going to have to boldly proclaim, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You are going to have to proclaim liberty on all sides, and you're going to have to take your testimony of the goodness of the Father to the entire world, not just one or two, but to the entire world. So you're going to have to determine your heart tonight, no matter where you send me, God, I'll go. You can't say, well, just send me to somebody's house and let me sit in their comfortable sofa and minister to them. It's wherever you send me, I'll go. And then God goes on to say, they must understand that as I freed you and kept you, I will do the very same thing for them. And them, he's talking about the people that are lost that you're ministering to. So he says, these people must understand that as I freed you and kept you, I will do the very same thing for them. I'm a perfect example of God freeing somebody and God keeping them. Amen. So you can do it. If God can do it with me, he can do it with you. God said, you will be persecuted for following me. That's what happened this morning with all those churches being bombed and those hotels. You know, the Christians were attacked severely. You will be persecuted for following me, just as my son and the disciples in my word were persecuted. But if you walk as my son and the disciples walked, you can complete the task set before you. You can. Can. C-A-N. You can do this. Look, you guys, you made it this far. You know, why stop now? You know, just kick him in the teeth again and keep on going. Tell him, devil, you're not in control of my life. Jesus is. You didn't call me into this. Jesus did. And I don't care what you lay on me, I'm going to still follow Jesus. Don't stop now. All right, then God goes on to say, the persecution of my children is going to become stronger. That's up there. Okay. It's going to become stronger and stronger. But even as the darkness settles in darker and darker, the anointing will infill you over and over again, and your light will remain burning bright for all to see, and lost souls will come into my kingdom. Are you seeing this? So don't look at the darkness around about you. Look at how bright your light is. And make sure you are keeping your light bright. Make sure you are not allowing what their circumstances to dim your light. God said, throw off everything that has you weighed down. All your fears of the future, all of what but all the but ifs, all of the are you sure, Lord, all of the immature thoughts, all that hinders what I'm calling you forth to accomplish. All right? Throw all that junk aside and just be. Just be. God said, you are going to have to quit using your intellect, and you're going to have to fall into my arms in total surrender, and you're going to have to die. Put that in red so you'd see that. You're going to have to quit using your intellect, and you're going to have to fall into my arms in total surrender, and you're going to have to die. Then God said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And he says, who are the redeemed? The redeemed are Christians who have been delivered from sin and freedom from captivity. The redeemed are Christians who have been delivered from sin and freedom from captivity. And Isaiah 43:1 says, but now, thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you, I have called you by name, you are mine. Now, that is very straightforward. You should be able to understand that. It's not in Spanish, all right? Luke 1:68 says, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. Then God said, do you fit into that category? Then you are to come forth as a sower and sow my word into the lives of the lost and the dying. You have nothing to fear, for I shall always be with you. I will never leave you alone in the fire pits of Hades. The enemy can only go so far and no further. God said to me, the enemy has gone as far as he can in your life, daughter. He can't go no further. So I keep telling him, you can't do another single solitary thing to me. You're done in my life. And you're going to have to come to the grips with that too. He's finished in your life. And don't give him any more space. All right? God said, remember, Satan has no power. The only power he has is what you give him. God says, children, you must become fearless in the face of the enemy. What does my word tell you? You have to become fearless in the face of the enemy. And he says, what does my word tell you? And Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 8 says, behold, I have made your face as hard as their faces and your forehead as hard as their foreheads. Like emery harder than flint have I made your forehead. Fear them not, nor be dismayed at their looks, for they are a rebellious house. For moreover, he said to me, son of man, all my words that I shall speak to you receive in your heart and hear with your ears. You need to hear, you need to receive what God says to you, and you really need to hear what he's saying to you. And then he said, and go to the exiles, to your people, and speak to them and say to them, thus says the Lord God, whether they hear or refuse to hear. All you're supposed to do is take the word. You can't force it down their throat. You can't make them take the word. You just have to give the word. Remember, you lead a horse to water, but you can't make a drink. Then God says, children, the enemy is working overtime, taking as many souls into the pits of fire as he can. You must answer this call, and you must determine your heart to go all the way with me. It is now or never time. My kingdom is on alert for any voice that cries, here I am, Lord, send me. Believe me, when we hear those words, the angelic host immediately prepares themselves to come to your aid and fight your battles for you. God said, do you know what is wrong in my body? There are too many that cry, here I am, Lord, send me. And when the first battle rages, they step back and stop. And that is the absolute truth. The first time you tell them that they're in sin and they can't do that, they come against you and they just do their own thing. God said, once you place your hand to the plow, you cannot look back, ever. And Luke 9:62 said, Jesus said to him, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. No one. I don't care who you are. No one. All right, now I want us to read this entire scripture. Luke 9:57-62. As they were going along the road, someone said to Jesus, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. To another, Jesus said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." And Jesus said to him, "Leave the dead to bury their own dead, but as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Yet another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home." And Jesus said to him, "No one puts his hand to the plow and looks back as fit for the kingdom of God." There's too much of that in the body of Christ. You know, people start, one or two or three, four or five or 100 things go wrong, then they stop. You can't do that. You have to keep on going. Keep on plowing. Keep sowing those seeds that God wants you to sow. Then God says, "You see, children, there is a cost to follow me. Are you willing to pay the cost?" Are you willing to lose your home, Elaine, again, and be in a tent? Are you willing to be one of those that wraps up one of those old silver blankets? You see what I'm saying? I don't know what he's going to ask you to do, you guys to do, but there, I know things he asked me has always been a cost. There's all, you know, and it wasn't anything I thought I'd ever go through, but God knew what I had to do. He knew who I was going to minister to. So I had to go through some things I didn't want to go through so I could go ahead and be used as a vessel of honor for God. And some of you in here tonight, you're going to have to go through things you don't want to go through so that you can go ahead and be the true vessel of God that God's calling you forth to be. You can't, I'm hearing God say, you can't pick and choose. You have to do what I'm asking you to do and follow me with all of your hearts. All right, God said, "You see, children, there's a cost to follow me. Are you willing to pay the cost?" That is a question I placed before you this night. Are you willing to pay the cost? I see your hand. Just wait till the cost really gets high. I mean, we do raise our hands, but I'm here to tell you right now that sometimes the cost is going to get higher than you really want to pay. But you won't give in. You really won't give in. You'll keep on going. A few tears will roll down the cheek, but you know who your Father is, and you just say, "All right, God, your will, your way. I'll do whatever you ask me to do." And I'm going to tell you right now, God will always equip you. If he has sent you on assignment, he will equip you. Are you listening here? If God sends you, you won't have to be concerned about what is going to happen because God already has it all taken care of. Then God said, "If you are willing to pay the cost, come to the altar tonight and receive the anointing you will need for this time frame of ministering to the lost and dying souls." You know, we always have God always has an altar call, and I see you people lay out in the spirit. We're not supposed to envy anybody, but sometimes I try really hard not to, because I can remember the times when I would always be going to the altar and laying out. Never knew a thing that happened. You know, I'm just laying in the spirit. But I know that every time I got up, I was changed. I was different. I couldn't tell you what it was, but I know God did something. So, you know, whenever you just get up here and you fall out in the spirit and you say, "Well, I don't know what just happened," you won't. But down the road, you will. You'll realize that God had just given you a powerful anointing to be able to contend with what you're getting ready to meet and what you're getting ready to endure. And I'm hearing God say, "I'm a faithful Father. And if I tell you I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it." And I want you guys to know tonight that I love you desperately and completely. And I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will hold your hand when you're down in the valley. And I will shout with you on the mountaintop. If you would just follow me this night, if you would just commit yourself to do my will, my way, I promise you that you will reap the rewards. I promise you that my love will grow and my love will extend and many, many souls will be brought into the kingdom of light. So much darkness spread out there and there's no light. The light bulbs have gone out in the hearts of my people. And I need you to let your light shine to a dark and desolate people that walk the streets, not knowing where they're going, not knowing what the next day holds. But you have the answer. You have the answer secured in your heart. And as you make a covenant with me to go forth, I will send you to those people, and I will speak to their hearts, and I will give them hope, and I will give them life once again. And you will see them come forth, and you will see them do great and mighty exploits for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I am your Father, and I'm calling you tonight. I'm calling you to my bosom. I'm calling you into the greater works, the deeper works. I'm calling you to even do things that my son Jesus didn't do, because he was assigned to just to do certain things, and he accomplished what he was sent to do. But now there's a greater works that needs to be accomplished, and I am gathering together a group of people who will go forward with as a forehead of flint, the backbone of steel, and the enemy will not be able to pull them off course. Will you be one of those? Will you be one of those that's unshakable? Will you be one of those that will hold my hand and just keep plowing no matter what rough ground you run into? Will you just do that for me? I love you desperately, and I love you completely. And I'm calling tonight with a deeper calling than I've ever called before. So many souls are going into hell that was never meant to go there, because my church will not go and work for me. My church will not do the things I'm calling them forth to do. But I'm calling you tonight, church, to commit yourself to me 100%. And go forth and do the mighty works that needs to be accomplished. Don't let another soul go into hell because you've been too lazy to go out and do the things I've called you forth to do. And Father God, tonight we commit our souls into your hands right now. And Father, as the people come forward in the altar area tonight to get that special anointing, I'm asking Father God to let them feel the fire. Let them feel that deep burning fire, Father, as you place it in their bosom that they're going to carry to a lost and dying world. Let them know that they know that they know when they rise up, Father God, that they had a visitation from the Father of all lights, and their light, Father God, will be refreshed and renewed, and they will take that light into the darkness. And Father God, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.